This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, this is Jane Garvey and welcome to the Woman's Hour Parenting Podcast. This week, what you need to know about laughing gas, NOS, or nitrous oxide, to give it its official name. The Royal College of Nursing says the public don't know enough about its dangers, and as we head towards the music festival season over the summer, it's probably something you do need to know more about, particularly if you've got teenagers. Now, it was made illegal to sell the substance for psychoactive purposes 3 years ago, but the Home Office estimates that in the last year, 500,000 16 to 24-year-olds in England and Wales have used it. I talked to Catherine Gamble, the Royal College of Nursing's professional lead for mental health nursing.
Well, it was the Psychoactive Substance Act 2016, actually, when the former chief prosecutor said that there needed to be a new law, and as the previously it had failed to stop the supply and what was described as the product as a death in a box. And so they have now made it. The law actually outlines that it's illegal to supply the drug, well, I'm calling it a drug, to supply for psychoactive effect. It isn't illegal to buy it for other purposes, for example, to make it into the whipping cream canisters.
Yeah, and hence the problem we have, yes, and hence, yes, the reality, which is that 500,000 teenagers and people in their early 20s in England and Wales have used it in the last year. So this, yes, stuff is still out there, still being consumed.
Yes, and why we're wanting to debate it today at the Congress is in relation to the fact that we believe there's a real need for a public awareness campaign on the dangers of nitrous oxide, particularly as you have highlighted at the beginning of the festival seasons. It's people are finishing exams, those young people will be going to proms, and wouldn't it be funny to have some laughing gas because it's so readily available and incredibly cheap.
It is the same stuff, is it, that you might have got at the dentist or you might routinely, yeah, be offered in childbirth?
Yes, yes, yes. But it's different in relation to the fact that this is in tiny, small silver canisters. For those of you who are going to festivals or will have been in the last few years, actually, that's, apart from plastic bottles, that is the biggest litter that you will find. These silver canisters all over fields where they have been discarded by people who have used them.
So what are its adverse effects?
Well, this is what the sort of young people don't realise, that if you inhale it via the canister, particularly if you're in an enclosed space, it can actually suffocate you because it immediately fills your lungs with no oxygen, and it can cause throat spasms. Over longer period of times of using it, it reduces your vitamin B uptake, so you can cause severe anemia. People start to describe tingling in their fingers and their toes, and it causes changes in their thinking, and they can also, we know that immune systems are affected and people's thinkings and brain function are particularly affected, but people don't recognise it as being that, and that's what we're really concerned about.
And is it addictive?
Well, that's a bit of a question mark, but it is. It's the effects are addictive. It's great to feel this euphoria. So that's what people like. They like the sort of sound distortions. They like the mini hallucinations. They like the fact that it's giggly. But you can then induce paranoia.
How would you know if your child had taken it? Apart from finding the canisters.
Yes, apart from that. Now, this is something that you do need to have an opportunity to be quite observant. It might be that they start talking about recalling hilarious stories that, you know, mate such and such did this hilarious thing. And you might start to think, oh, hang on, put your antennae out a bit. You might also notice the signs of burning and around the mouth and nose as you know, that if you light one of these canisters, it can, you know, it's a very freezing effect, so it can actually burn your skin. People may well be starting to buy balloons, and you might not think very much about it, but that's the way that actually some people will be using it. They fill the balloons and then inhale from the balloon.
And if a child is asthmatic or has some sort of breathing condition, is it more dangerous potentially?
Yeah, of course.
So you should really be watchful. And I mean, the problem is, as you know, I'm sure, if you've got teenagers, they don't listen or they don't want to hear the message from you. So what do parents do, particularly, as you say, ahead of events like, for example, the Reading Festival?
Well, this is why we're calling for this public awareness. I think there is something around being very, very clear with and doing some health promotion advice as parents to say this is, you know, what you need to do it safely. There's some nice websites. Frank, the website, does a very nice explanation of what signs to look for and actually what to do. We know that they can, so that's really, those are the principles.
And is it really something that parents need to be alarmed about? Because we're not talking here about, well, for example, substances that we have discussed on the programme, ketamine and crack cocaine.
No, it isn't. But we do need to be very that this is a drug and it is dangerous because people die. And so I don't want we don't want to make light of this. You know, it's called laughing gas, but it isn't a laughing matter.
No. But of course, we also need to. It's been made illegal. The legislation hasn't worked, has it? In terms of young people getting access to this stuff, it's not worked.
No, it isn't. And that's why, again, the RCN are calling for a public awareness campaign to look at that in much more detail.
Catherine Gamble of the Royal College of Nursing. And if there's anything you'd like us to talk about in the Woman's Hour Parenting podcast, you can contact us via the website bbc.co.uk/womanshour.
What is wellness?
I think of the image of wellness as like pure joy.
The important thing is for people to choose, like, what do you want to do?
Wellness are the things your grandmother told you to do.
When you really start to think about it, the answer feels more complicated. I'm Maya Feller, registered dietitian nutritionist and author.
And I'm Dr. Kavita Patel. We're the hosts of Well Now, Slate's new podcast on wellness.
Join us every Wednesday as we tackle that simple yet important question, what does it mean to be well?